Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. You all have just been part of this amazing journey of Max and Friends, and love you all for tuning in. Obviously, tonight, this super blood moon has been a massive topic. It's trending everywhere, so we have an expert joining us in just a moment. Kathleen Whalen will be here, and she is an ancient systems expert and cutting-edge consultant providing solutions for entrepreneurs and the spiritually aware and curious alike. So she'll be here and tell us a few things what we need to avoid doing, such as getting angry, eating sugar and overeating, gossiping, you know, all the things we do here on Max and Friends on the regular. We're going to let Kathleen touch those things. Also, we have from OWN Television, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network, from Tyler Perry's show, If Loving You Is Wrong, my boy, my friend Aiden Turner is going to be joining us later on the show. You all know him from Dancing with the Stars. We've got some fun things happening here tonight. Next week, I've got to let you know right now, Valeria Love is back from Bali, and she's going to give us a lot of great insight on her trip there. And also, we're going to do money tarot readings on the air on Max and Friends. And also, Shakti Durga is going to be on Max and Friends because we're doing a retreat in Boulder, Colorado. I'll tweet it so you have more information. The book, when Shakti was here last time, was Empowering Relationships. She'll be flying in from Australia, Living Guru, and we'll be having a wonderful retreat, Blissing Out with the Divine Mother in Boulder, Colorado. But she'll be here next week to talk about that. We've got some hot topics to talk about, though, first with Hunter Cross. So hit it, Ronnie. Because you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Hunter Cross, we've got something to talk about because there is something happening, and we want you to all know. We got to give you some news here on Max and Friends, but there's some stuff going down, and it's quite interesting because what's happening is that there are, when you go to breakfast or dinner or wherever in South Beach, Miami, maybe in other places too, let me know. Tweet me at Max Tucci. P.S. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. I am frazzled and all over the place just because that's what happens when there's a moon like this. I'm an Aquarius, and I am just ready to go all over the place. So focusing on a full moon, let alone a super blood moon, is intense. But anyway, we went to breakfast, and there was a 25-cent charge on the bill, which we found a little peculiar because next to it, it said, cyanide donation. Hunter, fill us in on what's going on with these crazy trend right now and how it could be possibly illegal.
Well, it seems like there's a charity organization that got a couple of restaurants to sign up. And this may be, as you said, it might be happening elsewhere. But so on the bill, there's a 25-cent charge added, you know, right in with your tax and whatever the stuff you bought at the restaurant. And then it totals it all up at the bottom. And, so in your total, it's extra 25 cents. So the waitress says, oh, that's, you know, a couple of restaurants got together and we decided, we're going to charge the customers 25 cents to give this money to this hospital, which is a not-for-profit hospital in Miami Beach. It's a private hospital. It is not a government-owned, publicly funded hospital. It's funded by, you know, your insurance dollars and Medicare and Medicaid and everywhere else the hospitals get their money. Anyway, and so they decided they're going to give 25 cents off of every bill. And they don't ask you. They don't say, you know, would you like to contribute? They just total it up right in the amount that you have to pay. I think, hoping that people will probably figure, oh, well, I'm not going to complain about 25 cents for charity. And probably most people don't. And really, if you want to give the charity 25 cents, hardly is going to break the bank. But the point is, people should be able to decide who they are giving their charitable dollars to, who they're giving their 25 cents to, and not have it totaled up in their bill where you have to ask that it be removed. You have to make a big deal out of it in order to get them to not put something on a bill that they have no business putting on to begin with.
Yeah, you know what, to me that finds the most interesting is that over time, you know, if you're eating out regularly twice a day, three times a day, this could add up to hundreds of dollars a year. So the point is that just be aware, people, it's a hot topic, it's trending. I want to know if it's happened to you. Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Hunter Cross, thanks for joining us and giving us some light onto what's happening on our bills and ways to save money. So I appreciate you being here tonight.
Anytime.
Have a great night. Coming up right now, Max and Friends, we've got a song that we're going to play because we've got to talk about things to avoid, things to do, and just watch this mega red days of the blood moon, the super moon. So right now, Max and Friends, a beautiful song, Blue Moon. We'll be back with my guest, Kathleen.
Saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Talk radio. This is Max and Friends. Blue Moon is such a good song, but tonight there's there's no moon right now. It's out there, but where? Well, my guest Kathleen is joining me tonight because Kathleen Whelan is going to tell us exactly what's going on, why this is, what things to avoid, and what things to do during this period. So, welcome to Max and Friends, my first time guest.
Thank you so much, Max. That was such a great song. Billy and I was actually born on a blue moon, so thank you. That was perfect.
See, I felt that. You know, it's funny because we were going through moon songs and I'm like, do we play When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie? Like, what do we play? And I was like, you know what? There's nothing like Blue Moon.
Yeah.
So what's going on tonight? The energy tonight, I have to tell you, just in my life, is so surreal. And everyone is feeling this. Everyone is hashtagging Super Blue Moon. What's going on? Super Blue Moon. Don't you love it? Super Blood Moon. What's going on?
Yeah, well, so right now, as we speak, is a lunar eclipse. It just so happens it's a total lunar eclipse, which is a blood moon, and at the exact same time, the exact same hours, we have perigee full moon, where the moon is the closest to the Earth all year and appears super moon. So we get a blood moon, we get a super moon, we get the eclipsing moon, all of this together, and in the system that I work in, super blood moons basically are a magical window. So we get all of this happening, and it always brings chaos. Aren't we feeling it?
I'm
it's here,
chaos
right?
In the pretty sense obvious. That, like, all of my mics aren't working, my headsets aren't working. All of, like, the technology in my life isn't working, but that's okay. You know, it's like, for me, if it were up to me right now, I love my Max and Friends listeners. I'm here every Sunday night for them, but tonight I was like, if I can miss one night, this would be it. But here I am. So how do we, like, get things into perspective? What do we do during this time?
Well, what's amazing is it is a window where we can actually use this to amplify things in our life. But ironically enough, it's not really meant to amplify the typical things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. This is not the few hours to focus on amplifying our money or our love life. This is a time to actually amplify reversing patterns. All the ancient traditions, any of them you look at, any of them with a lunar-based calendar, all say that these days have up to 10,000 times an amplification in our life. So if just right now, and the good news is this, it's not just right now, we get actually a 24 to 48-hour arc. So we have easily until Monday night to reverse patterns. We can choose not to do things that we typically are tugged to do. And right now, when chaos hits, we get to see what our patterns are. Are we tending to anger? Are we tending to be irritated? Do we tend to swear? What are we doing? This is a beautiful window that if we can unhook, we can actually reverse karmic patterns in the future at an exponential rate. That's why I talk about this.
So this is a good time to basically break patterns and pathology. What did you say?
Exactly.
All right, so I know for myself, and I'm going to tell, I'll be honest, because that's how I'm on this show anyway. When all of my mics weren't working, when everything was going hectic, and I'm one, you don't know me, but we're going to get to know one another, because I'm going to have you back for sure. But for me as a person, I love to meditate, I love to be calm, I love to be chill, I love to clear the chatter from my mind, I love to just be, right? And when all of this chaos was happening, the first thing was like, fuck this, fuck that, I'm not doing the show tonight.
Exactly.
And I was
we're
like,
all tough to do it.
And then I just had to center myself and be like, okay, deep breath in and just like relax and meditate and realize that whatever is happening right now, I'm bigger than this moment. And
exactly.
So is tonight's show. So
exactly.
That's, you know, that's what I brought myself back to. But for those who are listening tonight and they don't know the beauty of meditation and they don't know how to still the mind and clear the chatter and cut off all the karmic patterns, what are some tips and suggestions you can give people tonight who are like desperate, who are going through, you know, people think, oh, this is crazy, none of it is true. The word lunatic comes from lunar, comes from the moon. So these are times when people are crazy. So how do we get them to be still, Kathleen?
Well, you know, first of all, just recognizing, number one, going, I'm feeling like screaming, I am swearing. Recognizing is always the number one thing. And then, ironically enough, it is taking a big, deep breath. But guess what? changing the space that you're in, the physical space, go to the bathroom, take a sip of water. That often can remind us to take a deep breath. So if you can just shift a space, a physical space that you're in, if you're in a car and you're stuck in a car, roll down the window. Or if the window's down and you're hearing noise, roll up the window, right? So do ever such a slight thing to shift your space around you so that then you can take a deep breath and begin to reorient. Number one thing to do. And a sip of water always helps.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good old sip of water and a good old meditation. But now, there's a lot of things that you say we should do. For instance, meditate and get as much quiet time as you can. How is that possible if you have three kids running around and you don't know what to do with yourself and your husband, your spouse, your partner, your lover, your sister, your brother, they're in your space? How do we find that quiet time?
Guess what? The number one thing I always recommend is when you go to the bathroom. This is why if you drink more water, you get to go to the bathroom more often. Because in the bathroom, you get to just run the water over your hands. You get to take a deep breath. That's where you can get your stretching in. At work, great time to get stretching in. Go to the bathroom, step out, wash your hands, and then bend over and do some stretching. Put your bum up against the wall. It's like even 30 seconds, even 15 seconds will make a difference.
A massive difference. Now, you also say during this time that we should fast.
Yes, because what's happening is, remember, this is the moon being eclipsed. The effect of the sun and the moon are literally our life force, the sun, and the moon actually gives the healing force to all of the plants. So when the moon is being eclipsed, there's no vitality in the food we take in. So there's no use in actually eating things during this, you know, give or take 5-hour window. But, you know, during the actual peak of the eclipse, it's only an hour, people, right? So you can drink water, you can have tea, you can even try and do juices and things, but just realize that the vitality taint there. So it's better actually to reverse things and say, you know what, I can take a deep breath and, wow, I'm not quite as hungry, just even for 3 seconds. And go ahead and eat something, of course, if you've been starving. But for future reference, for the eclipses in March, you can plan ahead. So fasting is just about acting in resonance with the energy. There isn't vitality in the food, so why try and drag something out of it that isn't there?
You know, and it's so true, and it's so funny because this morning I woke up and I said, you know what, I'm going to fast today. And you know that famous quote,
wow,
when we plan, the universe laughs. And, of course, it didn't work in the essence,
right.
But my intuition said to do it. Why? Because it's been a foodie weekend, and I have friends that have some amazing restaurants. And where I'm in South Beach now, it's like the last of Spice Miami, where everything is a really good deal. So I'm trying to get in all those restaurants. But what I love about intuition is that really this morning I said to wake up and to just fast. But I will carry that into tomorrow since we still have time, as you say.
Exactly.
We still have
exactly.
Time.
Right.
So yeah, it was
and
a
remember,
beautiful.
It doesn't have to be not eating. It can just be
right.
Choosing 2 bites instead of 10, or choose something that is a vegetable juice instead of, you know, apple juice with lots of sugar. So you can still make a choice, but just make a healthier choice. And when you do that, you're exponentially moving yourself toward health.
And you say here to eat healthy, vital food, and to take good care of yourself. These days can challenge the immune system. And if you're seeing a doctor on a mega red day, get a second opinion because not all is revealed. Explain.
So eclipses are about shadow energy, just like the report you did with Hunter, right? Of like, wait, what is this charge on my bill, right? Not all is revealed, right? And so these energies literally are around us, and we all have it somewhere in our personal life and probably somewhere in, you know, either work or with family where something's not quite revealed. So in the case of health, if you happen to see a doctor on one of these days, then not all is revealed. Either they weren't looking at the test clearly, or literally your symptoms were not presenting clearly. So that's why it's always good to go ahead and just, you know, if you just happen to see somebody on an eclipse day, then go ahead and even 3 months later, just go back and get another blood test or just check in with them or call the office and go, how did that test work out? Because the test might have happened and somebody just filed it and never contacted you. These are days of illusions.
I love it. This is like some good stuff here tonight on Max and Friends. Hey, Ronnie, what's everybody listening to tonight on LA Talk Radio? This is Max and Friends. If you're joining me for the first time tonight, welcome to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we are here every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. If you don't have the LA Talk Radio app, it's free. Go get it every Sunday night. Take me to bed with you. Let's hang out. Let's chill and listen to Max and Friends. My guest tonight is the wonderful Kathleen Whelan. She's going to be back. I know you're coming back. I could already sense that. You're going to be back on the show a couple of times. But we're not done with you tonight because there's a bunch of things we need to avoid on these super blood moons. What are some things we need to avoid?
Well, as I was mentioning, remember, it's not a time to focus on building and money and more, more, more in our life. It's a time of letting go.
Let me stop you real quick there, because I know people are writing tonight all their heart's desires and what I want, and they're doing their moon rituals and abundance and money and lovers and fame and wealth. So you advise tonight's not the night.
Exact opposite. That's why I'm different, right? Because I'm actually saying the exact opposite. And
I love it.
You know, one of my favorite quotes, a dear friend has it on his page, which is, if you're feeling lonely, you're in dire need of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
that's the truth.
Yeah. And so this is not a time to be building. And we're talking just a small window, people, right? I mean, you can focus on intentioning in just 24 hours, right? Manifesting, intentioning, it's great. It's fabulous. I love to support it. But eclipses are not that time. So likewise, we don't go looking for houses and boats and cars and contracts and all of those sorts of things, because those are about building and growing in our life. Because why? All is not revealed. Something's going to come up in the inspection on the house, or you get a lemon car. Something's not revealed. And it's not even that people are of ill intent. It's that they often don't even know something's wrong with the car or the house or whatever is being sold to you.
Now, I'm getting a tweet right now from a listener, and they say, is this all just coincidence, or is this real?
Well, this all comes from a system that's 7,000 years old. You do the math. It's been tested time and again and is well documented, and it's actually an unbroken system that existed prior to written language, continued through written language, and has continued as oral, O-R-A-L, lineage, all the way through today, unbroken information.
Unbroken information.
That's some data for
you. You know, we do a lot of Vedic astrology here. We do a lot of Vedic knowledge. It's just been part of my show, part of my being, part of sharing with others. There's so many things out here in this world, in this universe, that when we tune into who we are and what's happening, the universe really rises up to meet us. And things that are ancient as days, still, they work, they manifest. They creep into your life when you least know it, like tonight here on Max and Friends. And all of a sudden, you look at things differently, and you're like, oh, I get it now. The aha moments. So just to go over this list real quick, things to avoid, and we're going to tweet these later on after the show, signing contracts, having large decision-making meetings, and then you also say purchasing major things such as cars, boats, houses, hosting or facilitating family reunions or large events. Why is that? I don't think that should ever be, but why now? Because that just is a recipe for disaster sometimes.
Lunacy, right? Hello, you're the one that brought up the lunacy, right? So it's kind of just a chaotic time. And basically, on these days, we are not at our best. Now, remember, this is also, I'm also talking about solar eclipses and new moon days. So both of those kinds of days, we're not at our best. Especially on solar eclipses, we don't have brains. Right now, today, we have like many brains, right? We're sort of ADHD all over the place. So as a result, we're not our best, and we're going to be sort of reacting in a knee-jerk way. Rather than tending to, we can still choose to take a deep breath and not react to those loved ones, the family, the cousins, the aunts, uncles, father, mother, in the way that we usually do. And if you just happen to be having dinner with family and everything, just don't bring up the typical hot buttons, right?
Right.
Of course.
The buttons that we install.
Right. A few years ago, Thanksgiving dinner was an eclipse. So, you know, just don't bring up religion and politics and try and be lighthearted and just be gentle, because the more gentle you are with the others, the more gentle you're being with yourself.
Just bring love. Bring love everywhere, yeah. Everywhere bring love. Speaking of love, Valerie Love says hi. And also, I've got to give a big shout-out to Dolan Ramsey, who made this all possible, having you here tonight on Max and Friends. So, how are you doing, Dolan? But,
yes.
You know, by all means, here's a disclaimer, too, because you say, go about your mega red days as planned. So, go to work, people. This is not the time to try to play hooky and to not see your family. We still have to live our lives, but I think we kind of like pinpointed it was live your life during this time with more love. Let that really be the vibration in your soul, the vibration in your being, to just take that love and wherever you go, bring it there so that all of this confusion, would you agree, kind of like evaporates. Does that work when you replace it with love, Kathleen?
Exactly. Any bit that we can inch towards that, we are actually expanding those internal mental and spiritual patterns, which is why I always mention, you know, my thing is sugar, right? So I swear like you do too. But eating sugar or things like that, it's amazing because if you cannot do whatever you're being tugged to do, the metaphor here is if you were to go out and look at the moon right now, you can't take your eyes away. It's intoxicating. It's obsessing. So whatever your thing is, for some people it's buying shoes online. For other people it's, you know, eating sugar. For other people it's like working out 3 hours.
Girl, I made the best brownies tonight. If you were here, I made some good brownies with some toffee and some peanut butter and some extra rich chocolate, and I will be saving those the Wednesday.
Exactly. And so if you can just say no, what's amazing here is that this is setting patterns for 6 months. So that's the motivation, is that if you can just not in this 24 hours, you will notice that for the next 6 months, you can pass by those brownies and go, no, thank you, I don't need them. Oh, I'll maybe enjoy a bite. You can choose to thoroughly enjoy them, but it doesn't tug you the same way of like, must have, must have.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because last night it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we had just come back. We were out with friends, the whole thing, and I was hankering. I was watching Amy Schumer, and I was just hankering for some noodles with some chicken. So I called the Chinese restaurant. They made a delivery, and literally before I ate, I was like, my taste buds were like, you know what? Don't even do it. So really, it's listening to intuition during this time. Now, you say that mega red days are some of the most pivotal days of the year. There are only 4 to 6 mega red days each year, and by knowing the dates, you can avoid some major headaches and even alter your karma. So what are these dates? Do we have that calendar handy?
Yes, exactly. So guess what? Today is the 4th of 4 of the mega red days this year. There were 2 in the spring, and there were 2 this month. The other one was September 13th, and this one right now is the September 27, 28 super blood moon, the last one of the year. So we don't have another one of these until next March of 2016. So basically, we've got another 6 months, which is why this is also a pivotal window here. And so we have 4 to 6 of those a year. And again, we had 4 this year, and we've got another 4 next year.
Wow. So we're going to have you back for sure so that we can talk about really, you know, tonight we just, people are probably not even tuning in just because they're so gazed by the moon. And I'm looking here, I'm getting some people, you know, tweeting like, oh, this is fascinating. And I'm glad that you find it fascinating because I do find it fascinating as well. But I want you to hear the show tomorrow. So if you miss any part of it, you can go on to latalkradio.com/max and more things will be revealed. What did you say so, Kathleen? When you hear
yes.
this show the second time, you'll get it even more, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, see, I'm a quick learner. But now, our time is now, and really I find that the fascinating thing about this lunar happenings, these wonderful, beautiful things that really the universe supplies to us. You know, we don't have to pay for entertainment when we live on Earth. We really don't, because everything is free and it's all happening up in the sky. Are we looking up at it or are we looking down at it? That's the question I have. So tweet me at Max2Tune. Let me know your perspective. Are we looking up at the sky or are we looking down at it? Something that Alan Watts once said years ago. And when I heard that teaching, it stuck with me. Kathleen, tell us where we can find you and where we can get in touch with you if we want to do some Vedic astrology, if we want to just know you better. Where can we find you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. The website with the calendars is actually myconsciouscalendar.com. That gets people tied into the calendars. You get a free calendar. Sometimes we put up 2 months' worth, and that's a whole other conversation about green days, days to expand, green days to do business, green days to manifest our love. And the other way is to tie in on Facebook, and that URL is I Love Vedic, V-E-D-I-C, ilovevedicastrology.com. That goes straight to the Facebook page so people can get regular updates. I gave all this information. I give heads up because we're also in Mercury retrograde right now. We didn't even touch upon that.
Yay! I'm avoiding that like the plague, okay? When does it leave?
It goes direct on October 9th, but This Mercury retrograde is actually extremely powerful because of where it is. It's actually in a very strong place, and certain ascendants are actually doing tremendous deals right now that will bring about incredible wealth, and this energy goes beyond October 9th and follows all the way through November 3rd, so the upright energy of some major deal-making continues October 9th through November 3rd.
Okay, I'm looking at my calendar now. We're going to book you on the show again because we're going to talk about this. So let me just see a date. I'm going to talk to you for sure after the show. Let's plan on the 18th of October to have you back on Max and Friends. And we're definitely going to have to talk to you after the show. I'm going to call you after the show just so we can touch up on some things. I've got my buddy Aiden Turner waiting for us to come on the show. So, Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
People can find you on Twitter and also on Instagram. Tell them how.
At Conscious Cal on Twitter and Instagram at Conscious Gal. And email is info@KathleenWhalen.com.
Perfect. Kathleen Whalen, thank you so much for joining
thank
me tonight
you.
At Max and Friends. And I'm going to talk to you after the show. All right?
Fabulous.
In the meantime,
thank you.
What is something you want to tell our listeners to go into this week with?
You know, that you actually always have the answers within you at every single moment. And that when you stop, unhook, and listen, you will move through whatever it is you need to move through and have your answer. Trust.
That's right.
Trust in yourself.
Trust. And what I have to tell you all is no experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning. I'm going to talk to you after the show. In the meantime, we've got to play a theme song that you all listen to on OWN Television, Oprah Winfrey Network. And it is If Loving You Is Wrong. Aiden Turner's up next. Hit it, Ronnie.
Loving you is wrong. You know how that goes.
I got one last problem.
Talk Radio. This is your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for tuning in. That was the theme song from If Loving You Is Wrong. My next guest, a friend of mine for a long time, Aiden Turner, he joins us from Hotlanta because you've got a new season kicking. You're taping away. You're doing your thing. Welcome to Max and Friends, Aiden Turner.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell us about this show. We've got so many tweets and people who are like, oh my God, Aiden. They love you from Dancing with the Stars. They love you from OWN. People love you in general. But this new show, you've got so much drama going on. How do you find time just to separate yourself from the show?
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, the second season premiered this last Tuesday at 10 p.m. right after the other successful show that Tyler Perry writes and directs and produces, The Haven't Have Nots. And we're really lucky to have, you know, such a great following. I think it's because, you know, he writes some great stuff. It's a great dramatic show, The Haven't Have Nots, and If Loving You Is Wrong is right behind it. It's in its second season now, and premiered with 2.9 million viewers. So I'm really happy, one, to be working for him, and two, to be working with such, you know, great actors on, you know, Oprah Winfrey Network, and to be working here in Atlanta at his studio. Yeah, it's just a great opportunity.
How surreal is that for you? Because you came to the States. Did you ever think that eventually Oprah would be your boss?
No, I didn't. I mean, working on All My Children for so long and working for ABC and, you know, Mickey Mouse and Disney. You know, it's just, you know, that was, you know, that was a great 8 years. And that was also a great show. And working with Susan Lucci and, you know, all the other actors, I learned so much from, and working really, really fast as well. But it's not so corporate. It's, you know, working for Oprah and for Tyler, they really let you, you know, if they even though they shoot quickly, they also give you, you know, the time to sort of do what you want and walk where you want. So it's not so strict. And you know, if you want to change something, you know, Tyler's right there to, you know, to talk to you about it. And you know, he can say yes or no, and there's not so much red tape to go through a network like it is for ABC. So, right. You know, it's a, you know, great experience as far as acting. And the set that he built, you know, it's, even though he has sound stages, these houses where all the drama unfolds, and next door neighbor, you know, who slept with my wife, and then now she's pregnant with his baby. You know, these houses that we're shooting. We're shooting inside the house that he built, so it's a soundstage, but it's a real house, so it makes it more realistic. But yeah, lots of drama.
A big difference than All My Children days on that set, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, speaking of All My Children days. Speaking of All My Children, Eva LaRue sends you a big hug. She texted me earlier. She goes, "Give Aiden a big hug for me and Tom. That I love him."
I love that girl. Yeah, she's
I just saw her 2 days ago. So
really?
We're in LA together. She sends you a big hug. Yeah. But listen, the drama that you've got, we've got a clip from the show, so let's just play that real quick, Ronnie. Whichever one you have, because there's always so much drama. Let's the first one. The longer one. Hit it.
How do I know that you're not lying? How do I know that when you're talking to me that it's the truth? You violated everything. You lied to me. You broke my trust. And you broke my heart right down the middle.
I said I'm sorry.
I don't care.
No.
Why did he call you Pepper?
I'm not answering that. He's just killing her. Do you hear that?
How do I know?
Never ask me. I have answered of you. Everything.
Why does he call you Pepper?
I am not going there. It's not necessary.
I can't.
Put it away. It's done.
Oh, my. That did not sound good.
That did not sound good. What is going on in your household?
Yeah, I find out the next door neighbor has been, you know, been shagging my wife. And I'm really upset about it. Like, you know, anyone that, you know, devotes their life to someone who has two kids. You know, we're high school sweethearts, Brad and Alex. And then this, you know, this guy next door, Randall, is, you know, he's messing around with my wife. And then he has his beautiful wife, Marcy, you know, who, you know, works hard. She, you know, has her own career. And while Brad and Marcy are at work, you know, these two are messing around behind our back in the back garden, in the shed. So when Brad finds out, you know, he's devastated. And then that clip you just showed is where Brad is sort of just, you know, devastated, talking to his wife and shouting at his wife. And then next door, the camera goes next door, and you see Marcy. She's known about this way before Brad found out.
Like, she didn't know what's going on.
Yeah, and then she's just like, oh my God, it is going down. And she's sort of tormenting her husband. And it's been feeling this coming along for ages. But it seems like the wool was pulled over Brad's eyes. You know, he just trusted his wife so much and never thought it would happen. But yeah, it's the drama unfolds and it's just getting better and better this season. And I got my parents in town and they're watching the show because they don't get it in England. So
Not yet. Oprah will get it there.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's a lot
but now
of
we
fun.
Have a great tweet, and someone's asking. They want to know. The tweet is from LovelyGal32, and she wants to know what are some secrets you can give us from the new season.
It's hard to give too many secrets away, but if I can say that, I would say that Marcy and Brad become really good friends. And it's amazing to see how far that relationship.
I think it's fun,
goes.
Like because things can change, right? So you don't even know what's going to happen from time to time, right?
No, absolutely. Especially the second season, it was happening so quickly. You know, the first season we had 20 scripts up front. So we could really sort of see where the character was going and what was going to happen. But this season, we were sort of filtered scripts, like three at a time. Every week we get another three scripts. So we weren't able to plan so much. So we were sort of learning and then shooting and then learning and shooting. Whereas the first, sort of 20 episodes, we had them all at once. So we could get it down.
Now, have you ever lived in a neighborhood like this, full of drama, real life?
No, definitely not. I mean, it looks so beautiful, and the houses are so beautiful. It's such a beautiful neighborhood, but, not everything is as great as it appears. And the drama that, unfolds behind these doors is amazing. And this season, it just gets even better. You know, the things that I couldn't even have predicted how it was going to go, during the off season when we weren't shooting. I was just thinking what would happen with Brad and what would happen with Marcy and everything. And just the way Tyler writes and shoots and what we shot, it was just so unpredictable. So again, sort of you're on your edge of your seat.
You are,
even
and
I love learning the lines.
It's so funny because, knowing Eva for so many years and actually being on the set of All My Children, they're like, you guys were like in a postage stamp, like in a 3x3 foot soundstage. And now you're like in these palatial homes. You're like running the block. You're the successful financial advisor. Now, what are your kids going? Like, what's happening with your children in this new season? Do they catch on to all the drama?
Yeah, they start to catch on. I mean, kids are very, very, very clever. And sometimes they don't let on what's going on sometimes. And they sort of start lashing out. And then, the adults realize, maybe something's going on with them. But really, they're so smart. And luckily that the character Kelly next door sort of, is playing babysitter a lot to try and, keep them away from the drama. But, with this new season, what comes out is... they're not so affected, but probably around later on in the second season, the kids are definitely involved, and you start to see that they are figuring out that something is definitely definitely wrong with mum and dad, but that her Alex's parents get involved.
Right?
Alex's parents come. What's that? Yeah, if loving you is wrong, you don't want to be right. Alex's parents come to town and all sorts of drama unfolds with her parents. And it's a crazy season.
The only way to find out more, y'all got to stick to OWN, right? And catch the show. You check your local listings for airtimes on OWN TV, the Oprah Winfrey Network, Tyler Perry's If Loving You Is Wrong. Aidan Turner, there's so much going on in your life because you also just recently became the face of Mercedes-Benz. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a campaign very similar to BMW with Clive Owen that Clive Owen did. And Mercedes wanted to sort of show off their new C-Class coupe. And we we shot for about 2 months. It was a bank robbery heist called Drive and Seek. So me and the girl from Transporter 2, Kate Nauta, she and I basically got together as sort of husband and wife, and with the Mercedes, used it as a getaway car. But we robbed a bank to basically get this piece of art that was stolen, and we stole it back and gave it back to his wife Alona, and we used three of these coupes to get away, and the helicopter was chasing us, and the police had a barricade, and yeah, it's a great movie. DriveAndSeek.com, you can see it. Yeah, it's like James Bond. Yeah, it was a good taste to see what Daniel Craig goes through to play with James Bond. So it was a good 10-minute movie.
DriveAndSeek.com?
Drive and Seek. If you type in Drive and Seek in Google, yeah, it'll come up, and it's a 10-minute movie. It's amazing.
That's good. Now, I've got to ask you a question. Did you leave anything on set? Because you are the founder of Tai, and I want to hear you tell us about this amazing gadget.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're about to launch a Kickstarter this Tuesday campaign to fund an idea I had. I always leave things on planes. Actually, you know, I left an iPad a couple of years ago on a plane. And, you know, once you get off a plane and you go through the, you know, airport security, you can't get back. I mean, to get it back off of American Airlines or Delta or whatever, I mean, good luck with that. So, well, I came up with this device that you can attach to the things you don't want to lose, like your keys or an iPad, or you can place it, you know, on your bike or on your dog or whatever, and it connects to your phone via Bluetooth. So you download the app on your phone, and then you pair the device like a Bluetooth headset, and then once you walk away, so you can put it on an umbrella, you know, if you're going out to lunch. And then you put the umbrella in the thing when you walk in the door, and you leave it there, and you have lunch. When you come out, it's not raining, and I've walked away from Isabella's in New York, and then I realized later on that day I've left my umbrella there. And basically this device would stop you from leaving it behind. So, in fact, it stops you from losing things. So app on your phone, device on your stuff, and when you get a certain distance away from it, your phone vibrates and rings and tells you you've left it behind. Or if you leave your phone and you've got one of these ties on your key ring, the tie actually vibrates and makes a serious sound and alerts you that you've left your phone somewhere. So it works both ways, and it's rechargeable. So there's all these things that, you know, like there's Tile and TrackR, and they actually copied our idea, but they don't have the patent. So we're the original loss prevention device, and we're rechargeable. And none of those are rechargeable. You have to send it back in, and they replace the battery, or, you know, send you a new one. So we're launching this Tuesday on Kickstarter, so look out for it.
And then what we'll do is we'll tweet about it on Tuesday when it comes out. So Tuesday is a big day for you because it's another show of If Loving You Is Wrong. And you've got your Kickstarter coming out. Second show.
Yeah.
What's happening on this show? Can you give us a quick little spin on what's going on?
Oh, I'm just trying to think about it. If I think about the first episode that came out, yeah, I found out that the baby wasn't mine. It was the next door neighbor's, and I freaked out and went home and didn't know what to do. And then I think, what happens? I think I leave. I think I pack, you know, I pack my bags, and I don't think I go back to the bottle this time, though.
No.
I think I leave, and I go over to Marcy's, and Marcy ends up consoling me and gives me some advice, and she's mad, and does something to Randall's car or something. I mean, it kicks off and gets
uh-oh.
Crazy. And I think
it gets more dramatic.
I go to the hospital, I think, with some flowers, and end up doing something with the flowers in the hospital room that will really sort of make people, put them on the edge of their seat and think, oh, come on, Brad, you don't have to be that bad. It sort of just goes off the rails a little bit and is not so nice to his ex-wife.
I'm sure you could be worse. And there's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in Tuesday nights to Oprah Winfrey Network and catch If Loving You Is Wrong. My buddy Aiden Turner, I'm getting alerted right
Thanks,
now
buddy.
From my producer that I got to wrap this up. But I thank you so much for joining me tonight at Max and Friends. And we're going to have you back on before this season finale. We'll have you back on.
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, great.
All right, have a great
night.
We're going to kick off your Kickstarter this week.
Yeah, cheers. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a beautiful night, my friend.
You too. Talk soon.
Talk to you later. Cheers. All right, I hear you all. I'm winding it down. I'm so sorry. I know that time is slipping away. But like a good host, I let my guests stay on as long as possible because I know that's what you want to hear. Aidan Turner from If Loving You Is Wrong. And, of course, my new friend, Kathleen Whalen. She's going to just give us the scoop on all the things going on with this astrology in our lives and how things just work and how they don't. But you know what, people? You are here not to shrink down to less, but to blossom into more of who you really are. Blossom this week. Take life to the max. I got to say hi to everyone at The Forge in Miami. I love you all. Thank you, my new family there. Get your eat on at The Forge. Other than that, take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.